USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressman Dr. Ronny Jackson, the former White House physician for Trump and Obama, called on President Biden to immediately undergo a cognitive test, as he believes Biden shows signs of a diminished mind.
You know, after this most recent embarrassing performance overseas, I thought it was time to come out. We can't sit on this any longer. I've been saying this for a year and a half. The precedent has been set, and I'm asking Joe Biden and his medical team to get out there and to get this physical exam done, get this cognitive testing done, and get the results back to the American people. We need to know that we can trust our president, and we need to know that he's in charge of what's going on.
An independent commission in Colorado will reveal a preliminary map of new congressional districts next week, drawing battle lines for the 2022 elections. With Democrats holding a slim 10-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the once-a-decade redistricting is underway across the country after the 2020 census. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
One lawmaker says we should no longer be wearing masks on airline flights. Jim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says forcing people to wear masks on planes is pure theater.
Because, shock of all shocks, science actually means something and vaccines work. This mandate right now is hurting the aviation industry.
Before every flight, passengers are told that masks are required by federal law, which Cruz says that is something that should be determined by Congress. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As New York City gets ready for a new leadership, just days out from the Democrat mayoral primary, Eric Adams still leads the field, according to the New York Post poll. 1,000 likely Democrat voters were questioned. Extremely hot weather out west this weekend. Also, Louisiana has issued a state of emergency for southern Louisiana because of weather off the Gulf Coast, and it is heading toward land. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Back in 2020, St. Louis, Mark and Patricia McCluskey were alarmed when a mob broke down a gate on private property and entered their private street. The couple held guns on the mob as they screamed back and forth. The issue has finally been settled. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCluskey nor Patricia McCluskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCluskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple pleaded not guilty to the more serious charges in October, but a new plea agreement was reached after Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan amended the charges. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. The people in the demonstration denied damaging the gate and said that the march was peaceful. In addition to the fine, the McCluskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Van Halen members Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony have launched Instagram and Facebook pages dedicated to the Hagar era of Van Halen. The rockers, who are current bandmates in The Circle, announced the creation of the new social media pages Wednesday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.